My name is Nikki Putnam. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist for Alltech based in Nicholasville, Kentucky.
All right, perfect. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Corinne. Thank you.
Of course, and I understand that you work at Alltech and you're on the human nutrition side.
I am. So I have a really unusual position at Alltech. As you know, Alltech is a biotech company that makes animal nutrition supplements, but I am a dietitian, a human nutritionist. And Alltech brought me on 2 years ago because they really wanted to help our producers reach consumers with messaging, you know, whether it's more transparency, whether it's antibiotic free or creating functional foods, what do consumers want and how can we help provide solutions for producers to reach those demands?
And as you just mentioned, the use of antibiotics in animal food right now is a huge controversy. What are your opinions on that?
Well, you know what? I think I'd like to express the consumer opinions because they're the ones that we're really trying to reach with our products. You know, every producer wants to sell more meat, dairy, eggs to these end product consumers. And I think these consumers are truthfully, they're confused. They don't know what's the truth about antibiotics. They hear all these fear-mongering articles on the internet and online and whatever it might be, and they're not sure what's the truth about antibiotics. And so right now they're saying, I shouldn't have them. They're hearing all these things saying it's going to cause drug resistance. What we're trying to do is provide solutions to our producers to give them the choice. If you want to go antibiotic free and you think you're able to, let us give you options to help you reach that goal. Or if you just want to lessen your antibiotic use, and let us help you tell consumers what you're up to. That transparency, that buzzword that consumers are looking for.
All right, perfect. And I understand that, as you said before, consumers are confused about what antibiotics do to you and how they transfer through the meat. I know growing up in the livestock industry, I fed my animals always medicated feed as well as gave them antibiotic shots when they got sick. On the bottle, it literally says there's around 28-day period where the antibiotics will get out of the system. And then after that, there is no trace of antibiotics in the animals. How can you explain to consumers that there is not necessarily a safety issue with that as long as the antibiotics are out of the system?
Well, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. You know, we're lucky to live in a country where we have really strong regulations for food safety. So when we're looking at steak on the shelves, we're looking at a hunk of cheese on the shelves, they do not have antibiotics in them. It is illegal to have antibiotic traces in your food on shelves. And our producers here in the U.S. really care about that. You know, all producers really want to provide high quality, nutritious food to the consumer. So that's something we're trying to help consumers be aware of. That number one, antibiotics may be required to raise a healthy animal. If there's a sick animal, we're not going to say, don't give it antibiotics if it needs it. If a veterinarian's there supervising that practice, there's obviously no problems with that. And we also need to tell them, we want to give them that safe, nutritious food. It's not something to be concerned about. There's a lot of fear-mongering happening, and that's something we're trying to help dispel those myths.
All right, perfect. I think my last question for you today is, if you could tell the consumer one thing about the controversy of antibiotic use in animals, what would you tell them?
I would say know your source of information, because there are so many people now who can have a podcast, can have a blog, can write articles, even on TV, and sometimes we think it's a credible source of information when it's not. So know your source, know where the information's coming from. Our website in particular, alltech.com, alltech.com, we write a lot of articles written towards producers, but also consumers that are all science-based, so research-based information talking about safety, efficacy of antibiotics.
All right, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Corinne. It was nice meeting with you.
Thank you so much, Art. And I am broadcasting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention here in Kansas City, Missouri.